Florida Executive Leadership Conference for Florida Sheriff's Association.
Oh, very good. And that's where you all get together and think about policy and learn from each other and decide what the state law enforcement is going to look like, right?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything in it, actually. So, like, it's got a track for leadership, and it's got a track for, like, HR people go to it, and then CFOs go. It pretty much covers the entire sheriff's office, fleet, all different, you know, sections of the sheriff's office have classes they go to, and just learn what they're doing all around the state, and maybe we can do something different and better.
Okay. Well, yeah, which makes sense. I mean, you know, collaborate, learn together, you know, be more professional at everything that you do. It all makes sense. But you didn't tell them the real cool thing that you got to do on the way.
Yeah, I went to the Formula One race.
Nice.
Miami. Me and my daughter went to it. It was pretty cool. I've never been to one.
John is so upset over here. He just wants to be in and out of everything. Oh, man. Was it as loud as you expected or louder?
Actually, it wasn't as loud as I expected.
Interesting.
It's not as loud as a NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different sound, right?
It is. It's a real different sound.
It's more like running your radial arm saw rather than running your loud truck.
Yeah, and those cars are a lot faster than the NASCAR cars as well. It seems to me anyways, maybe not, but it just seems like they're a lot faster.
Oh, they're ridiculous fast. I mean, I can't imagine. That would be so much fun to watch. My son is a huge F1 fan, so that's very cool. A couple of things that have happened since you and I talked last. We had an online video posted. You guys had showed somebody entering a truck, and you were looking for more information. Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's getting to be that season. Summertime is car burglary season. And when I say car burglary, we talk about this ad nauseum that, you know, people aren't breaking into cars. They're not breaking into trucks. They're opening doors and going in and taking stuff. And especially when school lets out, it goes through the roof in Santa Rosa County. So we always tell people to lock their car doors and don't keep anything in there of value, especially handguns. We're getting handguns stolen all over the place. And it's just, to me, it's incredible that you don't lock your car, number one. But number two, if you have a handgun in the vehicle and don't lock it, I mean, come on, seriously?
Is it still the case? It had been the case for years, but I want people to lock their car doors. You know, in Escambia, they have the lock your doors and keep it yours, that kind of thing. But it's always a little bit worried me that if people start really doing this, which so far we don't have that problem, but if people really started doing this, they would start smashing and grabbing instead of just checking the door lock. But so far, that's not, I mean, that's pretty uncommon, right? Yeah.
It's very uncommon. And, you know, I've had people tell me, well, if I lock my car door, they're going to break the window out and I got to pay for it. No, they're not, because they know like two driveways down, there's going to be a car with unlocked door. They don't want to attract attention. They don't breaking a glass. And, you know, it's not easy. Number one, in a vehicle. And number two, it attracts a lot of attention, which they do not want. And they know they're going to be, they'll pull the handle and go, oh, it's locked. Go to the next one. It probably isn't locked. So they're not going to break the window.
Are you telling me that today's criminals are lazy and will take the path of least resistance? Are you really, you expect me to believe that?
No, I don't expect you to believe it. I'm just telling you what, you know, law enforcement is seeing out there on the street. So, but yeah. It's not a matter so much, I think, of laziness as in they don't want to get caught. And you start breaking windows, you're going to attract attention and you know, people are going to start looking toward it. Because now, you know, how many times do you hear a car alarm go off? And do you walk over to see if somebody's breaking? No, because it happens all the time. But if you break a window, you hear, glass crashing, you're going to go, what the heck was that? You're going to go look. So, it may be laziness too, but I think mostly it's not wanting to go to jail.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I appreciate the correction. Talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, we're back accident-free again. If you're traveling on Burgess Road, both east and westbound, approaching Palafox or leaving Palafox, you see some major delays about 10 to 12 minutes there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, we had a Milton woman who has been charged with a pretty high bond of $200,000, according to Channel 3, for abusing two dogs in Milton that I guess a neighbor kind of got concerned about. But this is something you guys take very seriously, right?
Yeah, you know, we take it really serious when it's not just kids that can't protect themselves, it's animals too. And when you have people taking advantage of animals or any person that can't take care of themselves, i.e. special needs or children, we take it all seriously. And, you know, hurting animals like that, that's a sign of you've got a real problem. Because, I mean, dogs and cats both, they're so cute. How can you do this to a defenseless animal? But, yeah, she it was pretty egregious. I have not seen the video of it, but apparently there's video footage of it. So, and it was not good.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you about is, we have this new law in Florida, what they're referring to as the HALO law. That's the law that says that people have to stay back from law enforcement, engage in an active investigation. I think it's 25 feet, which is a lot, but also, you know, a single deputy or even two deputies on the scene dealing with, a person or a couple of people. You're just wanting to make sure your deputies are safe and that people know the boundaries of how close or not to get. There was a story about a Santa Rosa County, somebody was involved, showed up with his girlfriend, I guess, and the deputies arrested him because he wouldn't stand back and leave them alone. It was a feature in a statewide story about how the HALO effect is already being implemented.
Yeah, and, you know, people say, well, we have the right to film you, and they do. But you can film from 25 feet. And the reason it's 25 feet is because when we're trying to interview people or we're trying to deal with a volatile situation, we don't need people behind us really close to where they can actually do something to us. So, it's a great law. We're going to enforce it. And, unfortunately for this guy, he was warned several times. And he refused the warnings. He kept flailing around and yelling at the officers. And they kept telling him, step back, step back. He would not do it. And unfortunately for him, he got a free trip to my hotel.
I think a lot of people probably, don't know the law and don't realize that it's changed in Florida. Are you training your officers to warn people specifically that the law says 25 feet? I mean, I understand that ignorance of the law is not an excuse for breaking the law, but it may be an opportunity for education in the process of enforcement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But here's the thing. So it may not even be 25 feet. I would say this, like if I'm on scene and I'm dealing with a person and somebody comes up and gets close to me and I say, step back, and they step back and they're at 15 feet and not causing me a problem, I'm not going to arrest them.
Yeah.
Now, if they go back 15 feet and they're still yelling at me and screaming, and I'll tell them step back more. And then if they don't go to the 25 feet, they could be arrested. But, we're not going to sit there with a tape measure. I mean, if you interfere with deputies and they warn you to stop and step back and you don't listen to what they're telling you, oh, you're going to get arrested. It's not going to be something like, hey, we'll get you next time. They're going to arrest you. So the 25 feet, I would tell people don't worry about the 25 feet. Just listen to the officer. And if he says step back, you step back. And if he says step back more, you step back more, because you don't want to interfere with their duties.
General rule of thumb, if the officer tells you to do it, compliance won't get you arrested, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And, if he tells you to do something you believe is unconstitutional or whatever, and you're videoing it, hey, continue to video, show the video, listen to what he says, do what he says. And then if he did violate a policy or violate a law or whatever, you turn that over to us, a copy of the video, and we'll take care of business. We discipline our officers when they do things wrong. So just listen on scene, and you definitely, if you listen and heed what they're saying, you're not going to go to jail.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time, especially while you're sort of on assignment in South Florida. Bring back some good lessons from the leadership conference with the Sheriff's Association, and we'll talk to you next week. Again, thank you for the time.
Sounds good, Andrew. Take care.
820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, you're trying to decide, where to go, what to buy, I recommend Frontier Motors. You've heard me for years talk about how good Frontier has been to me and my family, and Dave Ramsey talks about them. And, one of the things I like about them is they try to make car buying less obnoxious. I know how you feel. And look, John is kind of weird. We've talked about this many times. My producer, John, he likes to buy cars. I don't get it. To me, buying a new car is just, why? I just would rather never have to. But it's a good end result, right? Obviously, you need to at a certain point. Well, Frontier gets that. They get that it's irritating and that, you're always like on edge and on defense and worried about getting taken advantage of or whatever. They just get that, and they don't do any of that stuff at Frontier. Giving you the runaround, shuffling you between people, all of this games, it's just not there. The cars are open. You can go sit in them. You want to know the price? They'll give you a price sheet. The price sheet is the out-the-door price. There's no later add-ons. You know, it comes with a Carfax attached to it, so you can see the vehicle maintenance history as to the degree that it's been reported. I mean, just trying to make it as easy as possible. And they have a great selection. 300 or so good quality cars on the lot at any moment. You know, when I say good quality, like a year to 3 or 4 years old, low miles, in great condition. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
What a body.
I got something really, really special. I can go to something that's going to make us all happy. Can Mr. and Mrs. Pastucha, is that right? Say that again? Pastucha, please come up to the mic.
So Mike Kohler is a little bit butchering of the pronunciation, but that's okay. It's a little bit of a hard name. It's Pastucha. And here's why I know. They were honoring somebody who is the parents of our sales manager here, Jeff Wayne, and his parents getting honored for having a pretty significant milestone in their marriage.
So this is an interesting night, and this is going to be a beautiful evening. So we're here to recognize these two 75th wedding anniversary.
75.
So we're going to read it.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, what a beautiful night. And Jeff reached out to me and asked if we would do this for his parents. And I'll read the proclamation, let him talk to you. But I had a chance to talk to you. And can I share your story? Okay, so he said he was in the Navy. And he went to, you were at Softly Field, correct? Yeah. And his wife, I guess, was a big dancer at the USO. He wasn't so much. And she asked him to dance. And that was the beginning of it, right? So we're going to give you two a chance to dance after read the proclamation. I think Wes is going to sing an Elvis song, and it'll be a beautiful evening. But I'm going to go ahead and read the proclamation for
you. It
y'all.
Didn't quite go down that way. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. Man, 75 years. That's fantastic.
That's
go ahead,
amazing.
John.
Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 98 and Highway 90 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
All right, back to the celebration of 75 years of a local couple, Navy guy, USO gal, you know, getting married in 1950. Just, to, you know, not to put the math on it, but 1950, right?
Whereas Joe and Katie Pastor were wed on April 26, 1950, and 2025 marks 75 wonderful years of marriage full of love, devotion, and dedication for one another and their family. Whereas Mr. and Mrs. Pastrua welcomed 7 children to their home and raised them with strong sense of faith, service to the community, and importance of family. Whereas the Pastrua family has now grown to, 63 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, including 3 great-great-grandchildren that will proudly carry on Joe and Katie's name and values. Congratulations. Whereas Katie, with 95 years of age, you don't look over 50, ma'am, and Joe with 98, who served as a petty officer second class, way to go, in the United States Navy, have called Escambia County home for many years, are an invaluable residence of our community. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County, Florida, commends and congratulates Joe and Katie Pastua on their 75th wedding anniversary and wishes them many more shared years watching their family grow and continue their legacy. Come on up, Joe. I want to hear what you have to say.
95 and 98, married for 75 years. That's just, I mean, it's amazing. And he spoke a little bit.
I'm grateful for all and that I obviously don't know their names, and that anyone and everyone that had any part of this is tremendously touchy. I'm grateful and appreciative. That's about all I could say right now without breaking down.
Aw, 98. Sounds pretty good for 98. I mean, really, it sounds great. So congratulations, and I really appreciate that, you know, the county honored them. And like I said, I happen to know their son, Jeff, is our sales manager. But, you know, we'd be celebrating them either way, but still just extra cool. So very good. Congratulations. 63 grandkids. That's, hey, man, be fruitful and multiply. That's great. That is, I mean, seriously, that's outstanding. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Jury selection begins today in Manhattan in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Federal prosecutors claim he used his power and influence to force women into participating in sexual encounters. Starting today, the Department of Education resumes collecting defaulted student loan debt. Student loan repayment requirements were paused in March of 2020. And the Kentucky Derby on Saturday was a big draw, both in person and on TV. 17.7 million viewers on NBC and Peacock watching the first leg of the Triple Crown. That's their biggest TV audience since 1989. And, of course, sovereignty defeated journalism on a muddy track there.
If you wrote a fictional story in the year 2025 about sovereignty and journalism coming from behind and sovereignty in trailing but then surging ahead and beating journalism in the end, you'd be like, come on.
That's great. Trainer Bill Mott says sovereignty is, he's unsure whether sovereignty will be able to race again in 2 weeks in the Preakness, the second leg.
Yeah, it's a pretty stressful thing to have to do all three of the legs. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Let's see, 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, if you are hoping this summer to have that beautiful, lush lawn, listen, it is, you know, you're getting really close to, like, it's almost too late. It's not quite too late, but it is getting close. Call NSEC, because if you just keep doing the things that you've done every year, you're going to get the same results you've got every year. That's science, right? That's how that works. You got to change something to change something. So NSEC, they've got a healthy lawn program that'll make your lawn lush and help weeds be kept to a minimum. 8 annual applications that are timed, program targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Free lawn analysis with an estimate, soil sample to figure out the specific things that are needed on your lawn. And they'll come in. They can also take care of landscaping for you if you need that done. So, you know, they do a lot of things, right? NSEC takes care of pests. They take care of landscaping. They take care of the lawn. All things that kind of make sense because they're all in the perimeter surrounding your house. Sign up today and get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program. And that includes the initial soil sample and the lime treatment for an average yard. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. 437-1620. Oh, just interesting side note. The Tallahassee and the legislature, they've not done. They got to do a budget, so they're going to come back to session, continue session after a week off. They also have put a ban for the entire school day on elementary and middle school students on cell phones, and they're going to try it at high school in 6 trial counties.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he wants a 100% tariff on movies made outside the U.S.
The president writes, other countries are offering all sorts of incentives to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Hollywood and many other areas within the United States are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by other nations and therefore a national security threat.
Fox's Peter Doocy. The president's also ordered Alcatraz prison in San Francisco to be reopened. The last inmates there were transferred in 1963. Berkshire Hathaway's board approves a plan for legendary investor Warren Buffett to stay on as chairman when he retires as CEO at the end of the year to be replaced by company veteran Greg Abel.
He currently oversees many Berkshire companies, including Benjamin Moore, Fruit of the Loom, Oriental Trading, and See's Candies. Buffett is 94. He gained majority control of Berkshire in 1965.
Fox's Jenny Casola, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 65 degrees. It is clear and sunny right now in Pensacola. We'll get more on our forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that's just in about 3 minutes right now. A teacher from Mobile was identified as the victim of a fatal hit-and-run last week. Officials say 50-year-old Jonathan Braswell was reported missing on last Friday, and investigators determined he had been hit by a car that same day. The driver did stop but left before police got to the scene. Braswell passed away at a local hospital in Mobile. A Pensacola man recovering after being shot while allegedly attacking an elderly couple at a home on Rebel Drive over the weekend. Shots were reported at the home Sunday morning. Deputies say they believe 35-year-old Daniel Sornier was the aggressor in the incident, which was described as a case of domestic violence. Sornier was taken to a hospital and remotely booked on battery and domestic violence charges. He's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. The National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Tournament was back in Gulf Shores over the weekend, thanks to wildfires that devastated California earlier this year. Tournament organizers had planned on moving the tournament to Huntington Beach, but after the fires, they made a quick decision to bring it back to Gulf Shores again for 2025.
Yeah, this is a great event for our beach, bringing 16 teams. But, you know, they bring friends and families that travel here, that stay overnight. They spend money in our restaurants and our attractions. So it is a great boost for our economy, especially this time of year, because we're not quite into summer. So it's a good early boost in May for our businesses.
Michelle Russ with Alabama's Beaches, Sports, and Events. 16 teams competed in that tournament. TCU knocked out LMU in the finals yesterday. The Coast Guard rescued dozens of social media influencers from a sinking yacht off of Miami Beach over the weekend. The 63-foot yacht started taking on water Saturday. It did eventually capsize. The Coast Guard, police, and a private vessel helped to get 32 people off of that yacht and onto shore with no injuries. It's not immediately clear who owns the yacht or what caused it to start sinking. A former teacher accused of trying to pass along obscene material to a child, Lee Hughes, was arrested last week. He allegedly... He was a third grade teacher at Pinellas Prep at the time of his arrest. The school says that he's since been fired. It was also it also says the alleged victim was not a student there. Marshals say the alleged victim is a 9-year-old. Well, the University of Florida announcing who they want to be their next president. The school's presidential search committee announcing yesterday that it's made Dr. Santa Ono the finalist, the sole finalist to be its next president. Dr. Ono, they say, has a proven track record of academic excellence, innovation, and collaboration on leadership. Ono is going to be in Gainesville tomorrow, meeting with the Board of Trustees, students, faculty, and staff. He's said he plans to accept that position. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got one accident to let you know about with a vehicle accident with roadblock at North Pace Boulevard and West Fairfield Drive at that intersection. They're trying to get that off to the side of the road, but seeing some delays both on Pace Boulevard and Fairfield, so avoid that area. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any issues there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Recast.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures warming up into the upper 70s for high 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 82 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. For Wednesday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 67 degrees in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. And your money now. This morning, markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow is down 165 points at 41,152. S&P down 39.5 points this morning at 56.47. NASDAQ down 126 points at 17.851. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, up slightly at 4.33% this morning. Gold price is up 85.20 at 33.2850. Silver price is up 52 cents at 3307. Looking into the crypto market, down across the board, Bitcoin down 1394 at 94165. Also seeing Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, and XRP are all down as well. Well, millions of consumers are spending money today for Cinco de Mayo. The annual Mexican holiday is today. Market researchers say 17% of U.S. consumers spend at least $25 on Cinco de Mayo supplies, with some spending up to $100. Research shows most of the spending is on food and alcohol. Chipotle has launched a game on Roblox for Cinco de Mayo. As of 6 p.m. Eastern or 3 Pacific time today, you can win a free burrito by playing the Indrigent Quest in the Burrito Builder experience on Roblox. That game can be accessed at roblox.com/Chipotle. And Skype is shutting down. It's been two decades now that it's been operating. Microsoft officially retiring Skype today. The messaging platform is being redirected to Teams. Skype users can move their accounts on the Teams app. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9 o'clock. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, as you know, I am a big fan of TV, movies, you know, watching things. I have spent my entire life way too many hours in front of a TV screen or multiple TV screens or doing homework in front of the TV screen, all that. You know, I've watched a lot of movies. I actually used to work at a Blockbuster Video back when that existed, back when you had to know things, you know. You couldn't just Google it. You had to, or IMDb it, you know. You had to actually know who stars, which directors, all that kind of stuff. I don't know why I'm telling you all that. Just context. My question for the day is this. What's a TV show that is massively popular, massively successful, that you have never, ever seen? Not a single episode of. 437-1620, 437-1620. This is not a statement about, like, everybody loves it, I watched it, it sucks. This is everybody loves it, I never even cared enough to try it. 437-1620. I have several. I don't know, maybe I'm weird in this, but I have lots of them. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. John, do you have one that comes to mind for you so far?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right.
Just being honest, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Why do you feel like you have to apologize?
Because that was just the first thing that popped in my head.
And that is, the Walking Dead is one where, you know, once you watch one, you're going to watch all the episodes. You know, like it's...
What I'm scared of.
Yeah, well, and no, that's a good point because some TV shows are such a commitment. Oh, man, there are some TV shows I've watched all of that I would love to go back and watch again. I'm like, I am not doing another 10 seasons of that. As great as it was. The West Wing is actually on that list for me. I would love to go rewatch The West Wing. And how many hours? You know, is it really worth it? All right, so Walking Dead for you is one. Meg, do you have one?
Gosh, I was trying to think. Breaking Bad comes to mind.
Okay, all right. All right, fair enough.
You have got to watch that.
Okay, so.
No, but everybody says that, but.
So I am in the category of I have watched an episode, and we did not continue watching it because we thought it was so stupid and pointless and bad. But. Everybody hates me for saying that because I have so many people try to tell me how great a show it is, best show ever. Bryan Cranston's amazing, and he is amazing. But yeah, we watch that show, and I mean, a kid gets killed, and I'm like, we're out. I'm good.
I watched a preview, and I wasn't interested after watching it.
And I may try it because I do still sometimes come around. We didn't like Yellowstone at first, and I just finished season one, so I'm watching it on my own because my wife doesn't want to watch it, which is fine. That happens sometimes. All right, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. The question of the day is: name a super massively popular TV show that you've never seen an episode of, and it's not a judgment necessarily because if you haven't seen, you don't know. You know, I don't know whether pizza's good. I've never eaten any. Okay, I mean, you know, right? That's the point. I can't make sense of it, but okay. Somebody here says Friends. Oh, interesting. Okay. At a certain age, you know, if you're under 30, that's not surprising. If you're 35 to 55, super surprising. You know, you have to go out of your way to miss it. But that's one. You've never watched an episode of Friends?
I've watched an episode. That was enough.
You've watched one. Nice. Excellent.
But I was too, I think, I hate to confess, but I was a little too old for it. I just, they got on my nerves.
Yeah, they are.
They're whiny, bratty.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They got on my nerves.
True. I mean, I love the show, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I can see that. Somebody else says Friends. Interesting. Oh, The Office. Okay, The Office. Yeah, either version, I imagine.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'm in The Office. I am. We have tried it, and we've tried it repeatedly, and I can't stand it. And people are like, "Oh my God, Andrew, I thought you were my people." Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you're wrong, and we're not. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20.
So
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Well,
Where did that come from?
I don't want to pretend.
Wow.
I don't want to pretend like it's false, you know?
Must be Monday.
But sometimes you get it wrong. We were not interested in Parks and Rec, and then ever since this job and covering city council, county commission, all that, I'm like, oh, my God, this show is the best. But it took having some experience. Like Malcolm in the Middle was not interesting to us until we had kids.
I've never seen it.
And we raised three boys, so
I've never
we
seen
relate
it.
Better. Okay.
I'm starting to feel bad.
Do you... own a TV, though, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just checking. I mean, you never know.
Smart Alec.
The reason I don't is because... Oh, okay. This is two pretty big shows. This is an older... I mean, he's like my age, but Dallas. Never watched an episode of Dallas.
Oh, I
And
was
never
hooked.
Watched an episode of Survivor.
What? Oh, that's a fun show.
I know. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Somebody says The Masked Singer, and it looks ridiculous. The Masked Singer was... Andrew's opinion. Fun for the first season, second season, now not anymore. But everybody else loves it, so fine, whatever. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. The question of the day, by the way, is name a show that you've never seen an episode of that is massively popular. Go ahead, John.
Dexter comes to mind.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. Oh, let's see here. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any accidents to report to you. Looks like 98 and 90 are good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
And by the way... In some sense, this is also a reminder that you're amongst people all day long, and the people you're amongst may not know what you take for granted that everybody knows. There's loads of things that people who have never seen Friends or never seen Lost is another recommendation here that they or have never seen Dallas. You know, you say, "Who shot JR?" And they're like, "Yeah, I don't. What's that? What does that mean?" You know. I have no idea.
There was someone that wanted to know what May the 4th be with you meant.
Yeah? Yesterday. Even after you explained it to them?
Yes.
Cool. cool.
It's very disconcerting.
There are real life, I know I've touched them in person, real life people who have never seen Star Wars.
I know.
My former producer, Nate, had never seen Star Wars. At this point, he's proud of it. You know. So, all right, so question, TV shows you've never seen that are massively popular. My wife and I have never watched The Walking Dead. Somebody says The Office. Somebody says Friends. Oh, so somebody says Yellowstone, which is mega popular. But we're now into the era when you have to have the service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that service,
you're out of luck.
You may not have seen Succession. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not have seen The Wire. You may not have seen The Sopranos. You may not have seen Yellowstone because you just, whatever the service is, you don't have it. And if you don't have, you know, cable or satellite, you won't have seen Walking Dead or this one, Game of Thrones. Somebody said, I've never watched that. Well, if you don't have HBO, how would you have? Right? That's the only way you can get it. Breaking Bad, somebody says. Let's see. Carla says, I'm with John. I taught middle school for 28 years. That was enough watching The Walking Dead for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sick
I understand.
Burn. Sick burn.
I feel you.
I've never seen Grey's Anatomy or Scandal, somebody says.
Ooh.
I think I've seen a Grey's Anatomy, never a Scandal. Maybe we watched the first Scandal. I don't remember.
It was good.
We watch a lot of shows one time and then not again. Hmm. We're pretty quick to decide whether it's going to fit us or not. Grey's Anatomy, Big Bang Theory, somebody says. Game of Thrones. I've never seen a full episode of Grey's Anatomy. Game of Thrones. Oh, Downton Abbey. Okay. All right.
That was so good.
And I would say Downton Abbey's a great show.
It's a great show.
It's worth
watching.
There are some shows people have tried and didn't like. I don't know of anybody who tried Downton Abbey and didn't like it. You maybe didn't try it, but it's typically a show that almost universally people like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always somebody who doesn't like steak. Let's see. Walking Dead, I'm not a zombie fan. Yellowstone, even though I'm a fan of Kevin Costner. But I've probably watched Downton Abbey all six seasons at least a dozen times. Oh, wow, because when I turn it on, I can't sleep, and their soft voices and music puts me right out. Somebody says here, TJ says, I never saw Survivor, The Bachelor, Housewives of fill in the blank. Oh, I'm same. Never seen a Housewives. Never watched anything that has a Kardashian in it. And I feel like that's a badge of honor. Like I feel like a good person, you know, that I have never fed that with my brain, my attention at all, ever. Well, how do you judge it? I just do. Let's see. Any and all episodes of Housewives or whatever. Okay. Handmaid's Tale. Okay. All right. And that's one you'd have to have the service too. So
mm-hmm.
I tried. And it's, anyway. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. So there you go. That's kind of all the things that other people, you know, don't know that you assume everybody knows about. Okay. This is probably going to make me look bad, but I don't care. NCIS. I've never seen an NCIS.
Really?
Episode. Never, not a one time.
Hmm.
I've never seen a CSI anything. And I've never watched. I might have watched a Law and Order. I might have, of any variety.
I've seen every episode and every show of everyone.
We just don't do murder dramas. And so if it's a murder drama, it'd have to be really outstanding, like Elementary.
Oh,
you know?
It's so good.
But any of the rest of them, don't need it. Don't need it. Not interested. But people love it. Mm-hmm. I that's actually what made me think of this topic. I was watching TV yesterday, and it was an ad for NCIS, and it's, 500th season or whatever. And I was like, I don't think I've ever watched it. I mean, I know Mark Harmon, but I've never watched an episode, and I thought, this is a good frivolous topic. 850 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and win with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson. President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
Talk a little bit about something that happened last week that there are a few people that are upset, but I think we need to get some clarity out there. There was a presidential order and a governor order to change the Gulf to the Gulf of America. I sat down with the county administrator. This board had given him the authority to spend up to $50,000. Administrator Marino did what was expected as an executive order and went out and did what I asked him to do.
Commissioner for District 2, Mike Kohler, talking at the Escambia County Commission meeting last week. He is the chairman, talking about the decision to put the Gulf of Mexico replacement signage on the sailfish sign.
Commissioner Hofberger, shortly before, I guess you were in charge of the design or picked out the design, I think, right?
Yes, he brought three options, and we selected one of those three. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and it ultimately also got praise, as you heard from our interview last hour. Jimmy Petronis weighed in on this with Mike Kohler.
I wanted to read this because this was from Congressman Petronis. He sent this to me, and he asked me if I'd say something. I said I would. He said, big shout-out for the update for the iconic welcome sign to read Gulf of America. This change is in line with the POTUS executive order honoring the spirit of our great nation, excited that the Emerald Coast is helping Florida lead the way.
Yeah, so, you know, again, this is something that if you haven't heard me talk about this, I'm... I'm 100% not on board. But, you know, I understand where they're coming from when, you know, the president and also the state. And then, as you heard Jimmy Petronis tell us this week, they're going to take up the bill to actually officially name it, change the name in Congress to support that. I will still always say the Gulf of Mexico. I may start to jokingly refer to it as the Gulf of Don't Call It Mexico. Because that's how I refer to the Washington Don't Call Them Redskins or the Cleveland Don't Call Them Indians or the you pick it. I don't accept the name changes almost ever. And every once in a while it comes back around, and now it's Fort Bragg again, Fort Liberty again. Anyway, Rick Scott also weighed in apparently.
I know his staff is watching this meeting right now. Thank you, Congressman Petronis, for your leadership, and thank you for the text. Senator Scott actually also texted me, as well as the chief of staff for the governor, and this also went to the White House. So it was a small change, but with a big impact for our community.
And then, of course, also, it's not just a formality. You also have the, you know, codes, ordinances, statutes, things that need to be perused by the county attorney to make sure that all of that is proper. That's why the state, the bill was like, God, 60 pages or something that Tallahassee, the legislature passed, because it has to revise all of the references to the Gulf of Mexico in the statute.
And Allison, I want to thank you for looking at all the ordinances that we have. You'd be amazed at how many have this, the word Gulf of Mexico in it, that legals looked at to change to be in line with the governor's order. So I thank you for that.
There you go. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Back to rolling accident-free again. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And interesting, we talk about this on Cinco de Mayo. So, you know, just leave that all aside. Don't step on it too much, Andrew. Well, I don't care. You know, whatever. I kind of believe in principles, and principles matter more than anything else. What about buying or selling a home? You want a good real estate agent who's going to give you good advice, answer your questions, help you ask better questions, and get you all the way through to the finish line. That means closing. If you don't close it, I mean, all the rest of it's just a waste of time, right? And she will do that. They sell 175 homes. Let's see, 165 last year, 175 the year before that. That means 3.5 homes, 4 homes, week after week after week after week, just consistently. And, you know, you hear her on Pep Talk periodically, and very good information there when she's talking with Meg. But one of the things she said recently is the market was, I mean, white hot for a while. Like, they were selling, you know, 230, 240 homes a year when it was just basically, you know, hey, I've got a home for bought. You know, like, it was just that easy. Then it slowed down to where it was a little bit more of a wait time to sell your home, and now it's starting to come back where they're starting to see, at least sometimes, multiple offers on homes. It's a little bit hit or miss right now, but she says the market is picking up a little bit right now, so that's good news. You want somebody who's going to help you navigate the problems, preempt the problems, you know, prevent them before they're problems, and then solve new ones if they do come up. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I have so many that I'm happy. This is a really serious note. This is a very weird bit of news that caught me sideways. I was not prepared for. But the United States is a very Christian nation historically, right? We have a lot of churches. Pensacola is a very Christian area with a lot of churches, one of the highest per capita churches, you know, in the entire country. That was actually one of the things they told me about when they were trying to move me here is, you know, hey, come here. It's a very conservative Christian area with, you know, very high percentage of churches per capita. And that's true. But America has been going through a transition. And there are a lot of people who refer to America as a post-Christian nation. I think in some ways that's right. In some ways that's not right. But one of the more, I don't know, surprising announcements in the last couple of weeks, Presbyterian Church, PCUSA. PCA is more conservative. PCUSA is the one from which PCA broke off. But, you know, PCUSA is much more liberal. It is considered a mainline Protestant denomination. It has been declining recently. But they announced in the end of March that they were stopping missions entirely. They completely closed down their mission program. 200 years PCUSA has been sending missionaries out around the world. And basically they had a staff of about 60 here that was operating the program. 54 of them were sent home. So they still have 6 kind of operating the superstructure, but some staff members, no more than 30, are going to be assigned as global ecumenical advisors, and they're going to work with Presbyterian churches in other countries. Those are advisors, but that's not all been named. The denomination in 2010 had supported about 200 missionaries worldwide. Their reason is money. They say they cannot afford, after a membership loss from 1.2 million members in 2020 down to 1.1 million members in 2023, so they've lost 100,000 people in that time, and it's an aging denomination, PCUSA. Many Christians in other countries also, just as a kind of a note about the way of the world, now consider the U.S. a mission field. And I was trying to remember, John, you may know this, I thought I had read somewhere, it wasn't in this story, that we were now a net importer of missionaries rather than a net exporter. Is that accurate?
Yes.
We are. More churches are sending missionaries to America.
Yes.
To save us.
And it's
than we are sending elsewhere to save them, which is, I mean, pretty amazing. So, yeah, they can't afford to send missionaries. I don't know about you, but I always thought that that was kind of like one of the key things you do with the money. If the money comes in, it goes to missions work, to evangelism. Now, it could be domestic evangelism, too. Anyway, major change for PCUSA. Local talk in the morning.